Hello, I'm Reckless Eric, and this is a stereo checkout record. Yeah, so as you can hear, there's sod all happening in the, the left-hand side or the right-hand side. Depends if you've got your speakers wired in the wrong way, but hopefully it's all working all right anyway. Maybe I should walk over to the side that seems to have nothing going on in it. I could assist. I could shake a maraca. Well, I think it's all happening. This is the high-risers.
Let me tell you about a guy I know.
Joe. Now, this is going to be a strange tale, I think. I have this friend called Robert Rottifer, who comes from Austria, which might not be strange in itself, but he lives in Canterbury, where he holds the position of being Canterbury's top Austrian singer-songwriter, I suppose. And he's got this great new album, which is called Coach Number 12 of 11. And on it, there's a song called The Frankfurt Kitchen. And I don't know if you know what a Frankfurt Kitchen is. I only found out through, like, going to Germany a lot and touring there. The Frankfurt Kitchen was the forerunner of the fitted kitchen. It was the first ergonomically designed kitchen, probably in the world. It was designed by a woman called Margaret something or other, who has an unpronounceable name, which you'll hear on the record in a minute. This woman, Margaret something or other, was Robert's mother's, I've got to get this right, I think it was his mother, or it might have been his grandmother's best friend. So Robert has a particular attachment to the Frankfurt Kitchen. Now, the Frankfurt Kitchen was the first ergonomically designed kitchen. I think it was designed before the the word ergonomic actually came into being, which is a funny idea. It's a funny word, really, ergonomic. But anyway, it means that, like, you can walk from the bread cutting machine to the toaster, to the sink, to the bin to throw the burnt toast in or whatever, with the minimum of effort. I once found one of these kitchens in the street in Frankfurt near a club that we were playing in. But unfortunately, we had to leave. There was no room in the van. And the thing was nearly destroyed anyway by the builders who'd ripped it out. It's a shame because it would have been worth a fortune, really. Still, anyway, here's Robert with the Frankfurt kitchen.
Tribute to the Frankfurt kitchen. This is my salute to great Chatelet Hotsky, to the perfect fusion, the form and function, to the short screw from Nada, to worktop, to cupboard, to cutlery drawer, to worktop, to bin. That's the point. Out to great Chatelet Hotsky. She lived to 103. She found the short screw from Lada, to worked up to cutlery drawer, to worked up to Lada, to bin. That's the point. That's the point. And I sing my praises to the Frankfurt kitchen, to the undying genius of great Chatelet. Lightweight aluminium drawers, to a worktop, the cupboards, the easy action drawers, the overhead storage, two-sided, and that's the point. That's the point. Either I'm not with her, I work in isolation, I'm actually really to live in a kitchen, where they sit together and the smell of the steam, and they together, oh, they're living the dream, and they're crushing the runs, and they mix them with cream. But the point is, we needed to have a Frankfurt kitchen. Was a good thing, and it had to happen, in spite of my feelings about modernism. So this is my tribute to Peter Schutter, to the short sleep, and worked up to Lada, to cutlery drawer, to worked up to Lada, to bin. That's the point.
This is a Moog party record. Fascinating, really. This is the sleeve note. It says, "What is a Moog? It is not merely another sound modifier built to enhance the performance of another instrument. It is not another electronic organ with added gimmicks." It is a completely new musical instrument played with the help of a dual keyboard. A vast range of sounds never before possible is now literally at the fingertips of every creative musician. The numbers featured on this album amply illustrate the range and versatility of the Moog synthesizer. From first track to last, happy sounds are generated by this miracle of modern electronics. So have yourself a party, a Moog party. I can't help thinking things didn't turn out quite like they wanted.
World is full of poets walking about in gags. The moonlight seems to have faded, and the sunlight seems to drag. I just take my asbestos suit in for cleaning. There was a rip down the side. Canute sitting in front of the River Thames, trying to turn back the tide. Something gone wrong, there's something not right. They've taken all the days, stolen all the light. Oh, Mr. Prime Minister, please won't you ask the Queen if this is just a nightmare. I just want to scream. I'm worried about the baby. He seems to have lost his way. Should have learned to walk by now. His seventh birthday's on its way. Now there's nothing wrong with his head, they say. And there's nothing wrong with his feet. God knows I'm sick and tired of watching him struggling down the street. Something gone wrong, nothing seems right. They're taking away the day, taking away the night. Oh, Mr. Prime Minister, please won't you ask the Queen if this is just a nightmare. When am I going to scream? I've been out in the country, I'm not going there again. This last time I went out in the green fields, they were full of machines and men rushing up roadways, digging big holes in the ground. They keep on digging and digging, but I've lost the hole that I found. Something gone wrong, nothing seems right. They're taking away the day, taking away the night. The Prime Minister, please won't you ask the Queen if this is just a nightmare. When am I allowed to scream?
That was Kevin Coyne there, who sadly is no longer with us, though his son Robert Coyne carries the torch or whatever. I can always hear the echoes of Kevin in Robert, and this is Robert from his new album Death Is Not My Destiny, which I think is probably his first solo album, and it's great. So here's Fan Letter. Yeah, that's Rob Coyne there. Robert Coyne from his album Death Is Not My Destiny and Fan Letter. Now, I had a fan letter myself the other day, which I think I'm going to read to you. It says, "Hi, my name is Ian, and I have been living in Sweden for 20 years, and now I'm hoping you will be so kind to help me. I'm putting together a punk new wave scrapbook, and I have a couple of old cuttings I would really love to add to my scrapbook with a couple of autographs. Please could you sign two pieces of paper in ink or pencil, brackets, not felt tip, so that I can glue them in my book. Thank you so very much. I have had a great response from a lot of ex-members from the 70s. Ex-members from the 70s, ex-members of groups, I suppose. It would really make my day if you could help. It's my hobby, as I can't get into the new music these days, and I'm living in Sweden. I miss out when the old bands get together again." And that comes from Ian Pearson from somewhere unpronounceable in Sweden. I'm terrible on foreign. He's very nice. He says, "Thank you once again and all good wishes to you and your family." I really ought to reply to that. I think his age, I mean, if he's been into the music for all these years now, I think he really ought to be out living a life, not messing about with scrapbooks. There's loads of new music. And just to prove it, here's something from Sweden. This is Coney, who, I don't know anything about Coney except he's into tape recorders. And this song is called Are You OK? And it's for Ian.
Something else.
go. There's plenty to do of an evening in Sweden. Go and see Coney play. I don't know if he does gigs, but if he did, you'd want to be there. That was like for the bloke with the fan letter. Anyway, I'm very excited because I met this bloke in Dallas in Texas, which I suppose there's only one Dallas, isn't there? Dallas in Middlesex. No, Dallas, Texas, where the bloke called Salim Nurella, who is a recording artist with his own studio. So we got talking and everything, and then he sent me his records. I thought they were great, and I said, would you like to play in our local bar when you come over on tour? And to my surprise, he said yes, and he seemed to think the money and the conditions were fabulous, which makes me think we could have got him for less. But he's coming over in May anyway, but in the meantime, this is one of his records. A man who isn't scared to tinker around with a home organ, so he's a man after my own heart, really. That sounds very dubious to talk about organs, but I mean, like, you know, farfisas and stuff. We've got one in the hallway, trip over it every time we come in and out. Anyway, Salim Nurella, Model Brothers.
When I was 4 and you were 2, we had a photo shoot. I held your hand, Mom smiled a lot. We wore the new suits that she bought. Model brothers from the start. Further on, when I was 9, we got this thing, it was all white. We read the words and sing a lot. Mom flipped the signs that grandma bought. Model brothers through and through. Think of when I last saw you. Dreams are gone. Don't smile a lot. It didn't turn out like we thought.
Salim Nurella, Model Brothers. How can I describe to you the look of disappointment on a young audience's faces when me and Amy showed up in place of the Ravenettes, who were ill? We tried to explain to them that we were like what the Ravenettes will be like if they have a long and hard life and stick at it for 30 years, but I don't think they believed us. Never mind, here they are anyway. And Ray, I hope you get better. This is for Ray Barnett.
I'm on the chain gang, the chain gang of love, wasting my time, I'm just a prisoner of love.
I'm Reckless Eric, thank you and good night.